Jumpstarting the Clean Energy Economy. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Business owners and politicians are trying to figure out how to make Michigan a manufacturing hub for things like advanced batteries, wind turbines, and solar panels. They're gathering at the Clean Energy Manufacturing Workshop in Ann Arbor today and tomorrow. Stephen Bush will be paying pretty close attention. He's with Energetics Composites Company in Holland. It's a spinoff company of Tierra Yacht. Before the economy went south, their main business was building high-end yachts. Now they make blades for wind turbines.
The basic manufacturing process is very similar. We have the expertise on how to handle large, big, bulky things.
He says they're planning to stay in Michigan.
Michigan offers the best engineering and manufacturing skill set probably in the world. Geographically, the Great Lakes is a great opportunity as a place to be able to ship products over the water.
Bush says he'd like to see more training programs at universities and community colleges and more retraining programs for former auto workers who want to get into the business. This is the Environment Report. If you've ever been lost in the light bulb aisle, things are going to be getting a little bit easier. There's a new label the federal government is requiring on light bulb packages. It looks a lot like the nutrition facts label on food. But the label still needs some deciphering. Greenovation.tv's Matt Grokoff knows a thing or two about light bulbs. So I met up with Matt so he could show me how to read the new labels.
The problem is that these things have never been labeled right. And it's really important to have the right kind of lighting in your house.
All right, so we have this nutrition fact style label for lighting now. And so you have, I see here on the left side, it's orange and yellow, and then it's white in the middle. And then on the scale farthest to the right, it's blue. So how do you pick, what do you recommend when you're going around your house?
So when you go around your house, think about the time of days that you're using that space. In the daytime, you want sunlight. In the nighttime, you want something that mimics candlelight or a kerosene lantern or fire. So in your kitchen, you may want something that has a cooler temperature light. So you're going to look for something in that whiter or bluer range on the right side of the scale on the label. In your bedroom, when you're going to sleep right after you put your book down or changing your pajamas, you're going to be looking for something in the warmer spectrum on the left side, which is more yellow.
So one of the complaints that I still hear a lot is that people who are, when they're choosing energy efficient light bulbs, they get them home and the light wasn't very good, or they would take a long time to warm up. Have they come a long way? Are they any better now?
Oh, man, they have come so far, Rebecca. There's more and more choices coming onto the market. Right now, this is the bulb that we have in our house. This is the light bulb that is going to change the world as far as I'm concerned. It's one of the new LED bulbs. They're still pretty expensive, but they're coming down. Let me plug this in for you and show you. And let me just switch that on. Now, if you look at this bulb, it's yellow. It's got a really opaque yellow on the outside. But then when you flip it on, it comes on instantly, and it's got this beautiful, warm glow to it. We won't need to change this light bulb until my 2-year-old daughter goes to college.
How much does this cost?
This light bulb right now, you can buy at one of the big box stores for $39.95. So it's still pretty expensive, but over the life of the bulb, it about matches the price of a compact fluorescent bulb. As these start coming down in price, they're going to far exceed the energy savings on any bulb that's out there, especially the old school incandescent bulbs.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Rebecca. And wait, we have to turn off the lights.
That's Matt Grokoff of Greenovation.tv. You can find more of Matt's tips on buying energy-efficient light bulbs at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.